Hey listeners, Matt Besser here. You're about to hear an episode of my new Stitcher Premium series, Estates of Perfection, a techno-comedy about the utopian community of the future where nothing bad ever happens. From the mind of me, Matt Besser, produced by Brett Morris, featuring an all-star cast. If you like what you hear and want to listen to more, look for Estates of Perfection in the Stitcher app. But for now, enjoy this episode.
Reception area, how may I help you?
Oh, excuse me. Hi, I'm Mark Bellner. Is this the office for interviews to get into the Estates of Perfection?
I don't answer that particular question, but have a seat over there and the informational video can answer all the questions most normal people have. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks. Okay, well, my wife had an appointment right before me, so...
You can watch the video over there.
Okay. I'll assume this is the right place then.
Welcome to Estates of Perfection, where you can live in the most beautiful, comfortable, and technologically advanced gated community in the world.
Look at all this crazy technology. Android tellers, hologram ponies, golf clubs with sniper scopes.
The Estates of Perfection, notorious for its beautiful grounds, is known around the world for our colorful water fountains, which dance every night at sundown. Our upside-down snowstorms are available year-round upon request. We're proud of our homegrown geneticists who create our unique pet population, including the very popular dog and cat hybrids, Cogs and Dats.
Holy shit!
Our restaurants are the best in the world. You can even eat the dishes. Literally. You can't eat them.
Why would you want to eat them?
Since the economic apocalypse of 2020, all forms of crime have steadily been on the rise.
Yeah, no shit. That's why we're here.
For your family's safety, we offer all the latest developments in security technology, featuring our signature security drones, the Hummers.
Oh, those drones can tase you?
These flying cameras monitor every nook and cranny of our community to keep you safe. Everywhere. All the time. Everywhere.
Ooh! Vicious drone! Damn! Last time that guy tries to get into the estate.
The Estates of Perfection are free of all theft, murder, and sexual assault.
Come on, these stats can't be real. 0% homelessness, 0% theft and robbery, 0% viral contamination. What does that mean? 100% herd immunity. Huh.
Every member of the Estates of Perfection has been screened and agrees to follow an established code of living. That's why Estates of Perfection is the best place to live on Earth. Welcome to Estates of Perfection.
Estates of Perfection.
Right. Code of living. Look at these posters. Welcome to the Estates of Perfection. You're safe now. Neighbors are good friends. Bang the code is fun. Manners make us human. Observe the reading list.
Mr. Bellner, would you like some coffee while your wife finishes the survey?
Oh, sure, thanks. Cream and sugar, please.
I'd like to invite you to make your own coffee with our cafe droid.
All right.
Hello, sir. How would you like your coffee?
It's one of these little coffee robots. You guys have any coffee bean flavor in the world, right?
Please state a username.
Any username? Okay, I'll just do my standby. Dr. Party number one.
Dr. Party number one is already taken.
Really?
You should probably just use your real name.
First and last name?
No, just first.
Oh, but it's just Mark.
It doesn't matter if it's a boring name, as long as no one else is named Mark.
Okay. Fine. Mark.
Now state password.
Really? There's not another mark? Okay. You want me to say my password out loud?
Yes. How else could you state it?
It seems like I should be able to type it somewhere here on you somewhere.
Don't touch me.
Whoa.
Stop.
Ouch! This thing just shocked me.
Stop.
Damn it! I'm not doing it anymore.
Stop.
I stopped. I'm not touching you.
State password, please.
Onomatopoeia 1976.
Ew, your password is weak.
Ew. Razzle Dazzle 469.
Barf, your password is weak.
It judged my password before I was done.
And I'm having trouble hearing you. Speak up.
What the fuck?
Weak.
That wasn't a password. Fine, I'll just say a bunch of random letters and numbers. GHK, uppercase S, IUSN, 49, asterisk, colon, 55, GM5.
That password has been taken.
Oh, bullshit! My password might as well be my name, Mark.
Password, strong. Password
really?
Accepted.
What? That's crazy.
I'm not crazy, you're crazy. What size coffee would you like?
Large, please.
Large. How hot would you like your coffee?
How hot is coffee? I don't know how hot coffee's supposed to be.
Oh,
I have
okay.
No idea.
Okay. You don't like it? Would you like to speak to Cafe Droid Tech support?
Sure, why not? Operator, please.
That's not how it works. I just connect you. Connecting you now.
Cafe Droid Tech support, may I help you?
Yes,
so that I may better help you, can you please state your username?
Mark.
I heard Max.
It's Mark.
Lark.
Lark? Who's named Lark? It's Mark! It's Mark! Human operator. Can I get a human operator?
I am human.
Okay, it's hard to tell. Can you not hear me? It's Mark, not Lark.
Sir, I can hear you perfectly.
Well, you keep saying Lark.
Yes,
it's Mark.
Lark.
Mark.
Mark is short for Meadowlark.
No, it's not.
Please, Mr. Smelner, no yelling at the droids.
It's Mr. Belner.
Belnerd?
Belner! Oh, there's my wife, Debbie.
No, that's our head interviewer, Mr. Robinson.
I was talking to... Right, he's with my wife. Debbie!
His name's not Debbie.
Yes, Deborah, exactly. That is so funny and so true. I never thought of it that way. It's such a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Belner. Mr. Belner, your wife, Deborah, is a true delight.
Yeah, everybody loves Deb. Maybe we should have done the interview together.
Mark, the interview was so much fun.
Your wife's expertise in regenerative medicine will be quite welcome in our molecular biology lab. What is it that you do for a profession, Mr. Belner?
I'm a reporter, journalist.
Okay, reporter. Yeah, we still have a newspaper. I'm sure there are jobs for you there, indeed.
You are most informative, Mr. Robertson. Mark, did you know that every neighborhood has its own book club?
I saw the thing about the reading list. Every neighborhood, really.
Actually, Mr. Belner, we call them sub-communities, not neighborhoods. 12 families per sub-community and 12 sub-communities per estate. We have the estates of perfection in 144 major metropolitan cities across the globe. Mrs. Belner, if you could wait here, I'll be done with your husband in a few minutes.
Good luck. There's some weird questions, but he's really nice and a big laugher.
I got it. No problem.
Just think, Mark. We might actually get in here and away from all the craziness of the outside world.
Outside world? You mean where the majority of people live?
Have fun.
Your wife is most charming.
Yeah, dude, but believe me, she'll belch and fart with the best of them.
Okay. I'm not going to note that. Close the door, please.
I was kidding. Oh, is this one of those retinal scanner polygraphs?
Good eye.
Cool.
Yes, look into the lenses as I place these electrodes to your temple.
Oh, that pinches.
Okay.
Ow, that's my hair.
Okay, be careful. Well, let's just be careful here. Never had an issue with anybody else.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Belner. Every member of Estates of Perfection has been given this survey because we want only good people with good intentions to live here. These questions help us identify the undesirables.
Undesirables? It sounds like a name of a punk band. Speaking of which, I was in some cool bands in my 20s. If you want me to steer the interview that way, pretty interesting story.
Not interested. We have a predetermined list of questions that determine your compatibility factors. Undesirables are not musicians, per se. I speak of deviants, sociopaths, even criminals. Your wife told me that some thieves broke into your basement recently.
Yeah, I think it was just teenagers having fun. They didn't really steal anything. They just spelled out some curse words in their urine. And it was cursive, so it was pretty impressive. Ugh. The worst part is they defecated on my turntable, and then they tried to do some DJ scratching on it.
Ugh.
With the shit. I mean...
I can assure you there will be no urination or defecation on any of your goods here. There's none of that behavior inside the estates.
Yeah, yeah.
I must ask you, to be honest with your answers, okay? Because lying will count against you.
Okay, that's easy because I never lie.
Oh! Ah, that hurts!
All right, your wife had a lot of fun with this section, so I'm sure you will too.
All right.
Your neighbors are out of town. And it's mm-hmm. raining. Mm-hmm. The paper boy has thrown the newspaper on the lawn instead of placing it in the mailbox. Mm-hmm. Do you first retrieve the paper and put it in your neighbor's mailbox? Mm-hmm. Or report the paper boy to the newspaper? Mm-hmm. Or contact security for the Estates of Perfection?
Well, first off, I'm glad to hear the news site's still printing papers.
Oh, yes. The traditionalists on the High Committee insist.
Yeah, it's the best. Just like vinyl records, man. I'm a traditionalist. I love vinyl. I collect vinyl, which is a pretty interesting hobby.
Let's get back to the survey. How would you deal with the paperboy's transgressions?
I'll pretend I don't notice anything. Go back to bed. I'm joking.
I suggest you don't joke because...
Jokes are register as lies. I get it.
Well, okay. Jokes are lies. All right. One winter day, you see that your neighbor's children are building a snowman without a permit. Mm. Do you report the children to their parents, to security, or to the Ice and Snow Control Bureau, or do you take matters into your own hands by dismantling the snowman yourself?
You're kidding. You have to get a permit to build a snowman?
Mr. Bellner, there was a serious car accident here last year when a car crashed into a snowman. Of course, backyard snowmen don't require a permit, but... any snow creature in a front yard could be a dangerous visual obstruction, be it a snow dragon or even a small snow snake.
Okay, I'd buy the kid a snowman permit.
That is not a choice on the survey.
But that's what I do.
In Estates of Perfection, a snowman permit must be applied for 3 months before the snowman is actually made.
Well, it's the snow angels that really get you. Stepping in a snow angel is like a bear trap.
Oh, you're right. I'll submit that as a new rule for the code. No snow angels.
You don't like that. I don't want it.
That's okay. Great. I'll give you credit for that.
No.
Finally, I will ask you, why do you wish to live in Estates of Perfection?
I want to live at the Estates of Perfection because I don't know, to escape the constant pandemics. Everyone wants to move out of the city, right? Okay, you really want me to be honest and truthful? I'm doing this for my wife, Debbie, because she supported me when I wanted to be a reporter, and now she has a chance to do her dream job with this whole stem cell stuff. Is that a good answer?
It was at least truthful.
Oh. Thanks, I guess. Truthful's good, right?
Sure. See, hey, isn't this fun?
Oh, yeah, this is fun.
This concludes the first episode of The Estates of Perfection. Next week, you will find out if Marcus and Deborah have been accepted into the community. If not, they will probably die in the chaos of the world outside The Estates of Perfection.
Estates of Perfection is written by Matt Basser. Produced, edited, and scored by Brett Morris. Additional editing by Grace Harper. Starring Matt Basser, Mary Holland, Lacey Mosley, John Gemberling, Danielle Schneider, and Dan Woodford.